Leander, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a bit about your primary schooling, perhaps learning to read?
Learning to read I struggled with, as well as my spelling wasn't the best.
Do you know why?
I did find out when I was younger, my parents took me to a specialist and got myself tested, and that's when I found out, when I think at the age of 7, I had dyslexia. So for the rest of my life, I've been dealing with that.
Okay. Do you remember what that meant to you when they told you that? Did you know what it meant?
It meant absolutely nothing to me.
But you knew you had difficulty doing things other kids could do easily.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
I struggled very badly.
Did you label yourself? Did they label you?
The schools did, yes. But I never did. My parents never labelled me or anything as the stupid kid or anything like that. They just accepted me for who I was and helped me through it and supported me.
Great. So learning to read was difficult. It took you longer to learn to read?
Yes.
Did you get to the point where you could read fluently?
Depending on what I'm reading, yes, I can. If it's something that I've never read before, then yes, I definitely would struggle and it would take me longer to read it than what it would someone else. But I've just learned to accept that I can't read everything. If I'm not sure of something, I ask these days. I'm not ashamed of it anymore.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back to that. Spelling?
Yes. I am a very bad speller from my dyslexia, where I was struggling even with the most simplest words. With also primary school, my parents organised a tutor for me that came and helped me with my reading and spelling, and she would come before school. So when I go to school, I could do my reading and spelling and be able to do the tests when everyone else does their tests, even though I'd have separate words to what they did.
Right. So the school did adapt your curriculum. They did change what you had to do.
Yes.
Did you get assistance from the school itself or was it just outside?
Just outside the school.
Okay.
The teachers were aware of my dyslexia and they did try to accommodate it, especially when I started to get to the higher levels when it came to the weekly spelling tests, where I would have a different set of words to what everyone else would, which would be slightly easier, but still difficult for me.
Mm-hmm. What's your memory like, short-term memory?
It's not too bad as far as I know.
Okay. Often the spelling difficulty goes with that.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Once I know how to spell a word, like I never used to be able to spell because, but then my tutor taught me ways to spell it and I can now spell it without a problem.
So once it's in your long-term memory, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about maths, numbers?
Oh, brilliant at maths. I love my numbers.
Yeah?
That's my stronger side.
Okay. So you've got a downside and a strong side. So you're better than the other kids with numbers.
Yes.
Which would have helped.
Yes, I did quite well with maths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got through primary school okay?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, a bit of help with the spelling and stuff. But
yeah.
Yep. And secondary school, how did that go?
Secondary school was a bit of a struggle. Teachers didn't understand dyslexia. They didn't really know what it was. They tried the best to help me, but there wasn't really much support there, where I still stuck with my tutor and the support from my parents.
Okay, so there wasn't any learning strategies or?
No, because it's something that they'd never really heard of.
Yeah.
So they didn't know how to help me. They just knew things took me longer. When it came to exams, I would get very stressed out and a lot of the times for the exams, I didn't have to sit them, which was a lot benefit for me.
So that would have been pretty frustrating though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was very frustrating.
Yeah, and secondary school kids can be pretty cruel.
They can indeed, but I was lucky enough to make some good friends that accepted me for who I was. The fact that I couldn't spell, they helped me. If I couldn't read something properly, they helped me.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Yeah. Did you have, apart from the outside tutor, was there anyone at the school that you connected up with and you felt supported by?
Besides my teachers, there was only a couple of teachers that I got along with really well with. There were people to help people with disabilities, but more advanced than mine, to the extent that they couldn't write for themselves and that sort of stuff. But other than that, there wasn't much. No.
So you weren't bad enough to get help?
No.
Mm.
Not in that way.
No. So you worked your way through secondary school?
Yes, I did.
How far did you get?
I got all the way to VCE. I completed my VCE.
Yep.
However, I didn't sit any of my exams. I still got an entry score for uni, from all the cats that I did, so all the work that I did in class, I got a score from that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a high score, but it was still a score, and I was able to pass Year 12 with my VCE.
Okay, and what did you do then?
For the first 6 months, I actually went to Swinburne, and I did Certificate 2 in Office Admin
mm-hmm.
to get some experience behind me in that role to move into a job, hopefully.
Okay, so you squeezed through secondary school?
Yes.
Yes. Did you think that your learning difficulties prohibited you from going on and doing further study? Did you? Why didn't you think about uni when you finished school?
Because it was hard for me, especially with writing a lot of my English stuff. I would write what I think on the computer and then Mum would come and read it. And quite often what I would do is put two lots of the same things, just word it differently. And that's where Mum helped me a lot. And putting myself through the stress of that was bad enough and decided I don't want to go to uni. That's why I chose a short course.
So something, a small bite that you could thought you could handle?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Something you could handle for now.
Mm.
And that led you to do what?
I got a temp job for 7-Eleven in their office, and they knew about my dyslexia. And I did say to them I would prefer not to be on the phones because of the fact of my dyslexia, and I don't feel confident enough taking people's names and all that sort of stuff because I couldn't spell them. And then they actually put me on the phone. So I lasted, I think, 4 weeks there, and I quit. Mind you, I quit while my parents were overseas and they weren't happy about that, but I quit.
Can I go back to the TAFE course?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have the same difficulties doing that as you did with your study at school?
No, because it was a different environment and people were more accepting of who you were. The teachers, I don't lie to the teachers and don't tell them I have it. I told the teacher at the beginning of the course. I waited till everyone was gone and then spoke to the teacher in person.
So how did they help once they knew?
If I was struggling, they could offer extra support or they'll give me extra exercises to do just to get through the work.
Was there any talk about disability liaison or some other sort of support?
Not when I first went to school, no. That was never brought up.
Okay. So you got the job with AXA?
Yes.
And why did that work? Why did that go well?
I started in their mailroom, which was just sorting mail, scanning work, and then giving it to other people to register. And that's how I started. So I started to learn their systems and how it all worked. And then from there, I was in that role for about 12 months. And then a position came available in banking of money. So all the super funds that come in, all their money, bank onto a system and then allocate the paperwork to the system so the money matches up.
Are you working with paper or computers or both?
I work with both. Most of it is now computer related that I do, because I changed roles just recently.
Does having a computer make spelling stuff easier?
It does, because I can quite easily just open Word and put the word in how I think it's spelled and go spell check.
I love spell
If not,
checking.
I have a telephone and go, Mum, because Mum works at the same company as I do.
Mum's a spell checker.
Yes.
So you've got a series of spell checkers.
Yes.
How are you with dictionaries?
Not too bad. Once I sort of know what I'm looking for, I can find various words that I am looking for, depending on whether or not I need friendly or friend or something like that, then I can find it.
So why have you been successful doing those things?
Because the work that I've always done is repetitive work. It's the same thing each day. My routine never changed. I would come in, I'd batch up my work, I would scan it, I'll put the checks through, I'll register the paperwork, go home at the end of the day. It was the same thing for the last 7 years.
So it was something that once you got a handle on, you were very good at.
Yes, very,
whereas
very good at.
School things would have been changed around too much, new demands all the time.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, work has high demands as well, where they expect certain levels from us each year. We've got to make targets each week, each month, and yearly as well. So from that, I managed to succeed myself to do well at my job.
All this time, you're greatest skill hasn't been used much?
No, probably not.
Which leads me to the next question is, why have you gone back to do more schoolwork?
I got to the point in my career where I was sort of stuck and couldn't go any further unless I wanted to go to admin, and that's currently where I've actually just gone, but it's only a secondment. Isn't my stronger side, because there's more phone dealing and a lot more messages that I have to write onto the system. And not unsure of it at the moment still. That's why I decided to go back to school, and the fact I don't want to work in the city for the rest of my life either.
Okay. So you decided to head back, but you've had all this success in the meantime. You've done pretty well. What's changed? What's going to be different when you go back this time?
Well, I actually went to the open day last year, the end of the year, when the courses were available for this year. And I had a look around and looked at the courses. And because I know within myself where my strongest points are, which is my numbers, I then decided to stick sort of in that field. Accounting was just one of the courses that were available in that field. And I thought, at least that way, if I start in that area, there's a lot of jobs, especially at my direction, for accounts payable and receivable. And I think that's something I would like to do. So I decided to stick with something along those fields, which made me decide to choose accounting.
So what you choose, the thing, something you've got a passion for, that's important. What other things are in place, can you put in place, will you put in place to help you do well at this time?
Well, the one thing that I have been doing is I've been doing a lot of the exercises. I don't just do what's set for homework. I do extra on top of that to make sure I understand what I'm doing, so I get a full understanding of what I'm doing. So when it comes to test times, I'll be able to do them and not do them.
So you come in with a really terrific work ethic.
Pretty much,
yeah. You're not going to be a slack student, because you can't afford to be.
No, I've never have been a slack student anyway. Even in primary school and high school, I was never slack. I always did my work and always try to exceed at it to the best of my ability.
But in reality, you're probably doing two or three times as much work as the other kids,
definitely.
Just to do the same things.
Definitely.
Mm.
That is true.
Yeah. So what other things can you put in place to help? In terms, you say you use spell checkers now, it's mum or...
The other one that I do use is the Dragon program. I've actually got it on my computer at home, where I talk to the computer and it types for me, which makes it sometimes a lot easier, especially if I'm writing long essays.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a world of difference. And then that way I'm not repeating myself, except I can't use the words I'm an R. They try to write it.
Do they?
Yes. Quite funny.
Anything else that the college has been able to do? Have you talked to the disability liaison people this time?
Yeah, I actually did. When I went to the open day and told them what I was interested in doing, they did recommend that I actually talk to the disability service, which I never knew actually existed.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady pointed to the lady that I needed to speak to. So we went up and spoke to her, and that's how I found out about the Dragon program via her.
Right.
And set up an appointment with her to show what certificate I was doing, what books I needed, and all that sort of stuff, which made a difference.
What advice would you give to other students with learning difficulties that are thinking about having a go at tertiary education?
The biggest thing that I can say is just give it a go. The teachers are there. If you talk to the teachers, they will help you. The teachers that I have are fantastic. They've got no objections. Like, I go up to my teacher at the end of class saying, not sure about this, what else can I do? And she gives me extra exercises just to make sure I understand what I'm doing. And the disability support, besides I had trouble getting them on the phone, they were great. They send people when I need them. So I've got a person set up for every exam that I've got for this year. You've got nothing to lose. The best thing I can do is just give it a go.
Do you know where this journey is going to take you?
Honestly, no. Hopefully a new career in a different field. That's what I'm hoping.